Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
You know, when you're lying there, right, in your bed, when you wake up in the morning, or just as you're about to go to sleep at night, right, and you just sense, you sense something's possibly staring at you, right? So you look and you go, what's that on the wall over there? Blink, 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 it's moving. Blink, 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 it's... Put the light on. It's the biggest rain spider you've ever seen. I obviously... I'm an eye specialist. driving a car once, right, that I picked up from somebody who'd had the car open and closed and in storage. Mm. And the biggest rain spider had nested, had a little nest under the steering rack.
Oh, no.
I was on the N1. It was very busy. We were driving. I was doing about 100 k's an hour. Mm-hmm. And I could feel something on my, because I always wear shorts, on my leg. And I looked down and I saw this huge, again, huge rain spider. While I'm going 100 in the car, looking down, and I'm watching the spider slowly make its way down mine, onto the side of my leg and down. I...
Didn't cause an accident.
No, I'm grateful I breathed and pulled the car over and over and over and got out like Jim Carrey when he was screaming. You know when the bats come?
Yes.
The bats come and he does a dance. I didn't care who was watching. I crazy danced.
Oh.
And then I refused to get in. I phoned the car, the place where it came from. Anyway, tell us those freaky stories of yours. Ever freaked out by something? Ever open, you lift your pillow? And
ek moet sê, die goggas daar bo in ons continent, in Afrika, is nie die selle soos hier suid by ons.
Listen, you played netball in the, on the continent. You do yourself a favor and you go to another, anyway, go to Botswana, go to Ghana. The spiders there, I was in was it Kenya?
Yeah.
Oh, the spiders are the size of your hand and they run. They run like they're athletes.
Yeah, they train them.
The athletes are trained by the spiders. They're long distance sprinters.
And in this incident, it happened in Zambia and we were shooting an episode for Ivers in Africa.
Mm. Those flat spiders, those big flat ones, they're harmless, but they run like a bat out of hell.
Oh, man. And it wasn't a spider, though. But I don't like slippery kind of like creatures or insects. So me and Mrs. Jones, Ingrid Jones, we went to go shoot this episode and we get there in Zambia and we live in a farm and it was beautiful, yeah. You know, very forestry trees and we had our room. So we got there, put our bags in the room and then we went to go meet the owners of the farm.
Sure.
So we had this beautiful lunch and we were talking about the farm, about the country and it was just lovely. You know, it's a beautiful country and I would like to go back there one day.
It is.
But nonetheless, so we're done, we had dinner, and now we have to go back to our rooms. So we go back, me and Mrs. Jones, and we're like very excited about the first day of shoot, and it's going to be great. And I opened the door of my room, and you know, you get your mosquito nets because it's malaria area.
Sure.
Get into the shower, and I'm getting ready for bed. So what I do is I literally take the pillows off of my bed. And as I took that pillow off, this humongous, it was a lizard. Call it geckos there, but that was a lizard.
Komodo dragon.
I screamed, ran out of my room. I went to go knock on Mrs. Jones's door, and I'm like, you have to come and help. Please come and help. But she's like,
she's
panicking. Yeah, she's panicking, going like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, there's a lizard in my room. And needless to say, the lady or the owner of the farm came through. She literally removed the lizard.
Sure.
I did not sleep in that bed. So I parked in Mrs. Jones's bed and I'm just like, please cradle me to sleep because I can't. It was just too traumatic.
A couple of years ago when we first moved to Boerdersech and we had this huge pine tree at the back. But it wasn't maintained, so it was just wide.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like 2-3 meters wide. And my son and I, because, you know, we're expert gardeners, went in there and we decided, this is it. We're going to get rid of these excess branches and so forth. And he was down under there. And I must just say, my son literally grew up with my mom. So spiders, mosquitoes, bees are not a favorite.
Okay.
They will run a mile.
Mile, yeah.
So here he is. under this tree, cutting these branches with a small little hacksaw that we had, because we know we're professional, cutting this thing, and I'm talking to my mom, and I turn around, and I see this rain spider, the size of my hand, on his back.
No!
And I'm like, Kenan, don't move. And it was obviously the wrong thing to say, because like, he got up and started like shifting, and as he starts moving, this thing starts speeding up, up his back, or towards his shoulder. And I take my tacky off, Ryan. I smack him like the hardest smack I've ever had. Oh, he had my tacky print on his back when I was done. But this spider went splat. And his guts and everything went oozing through his shirt. I tell you, that child's T-shirt came off in a rush. He threw it on the floor, jumped in the shower and said, I'm never going
back
up
in there
again.
No way.
Well, I was part of a coaching squad that went to coach the Rwanda national team for their World Cup qualifier, the rugby team.
Okay.
So we were there for a couple of weeks. Now, it's the city of a thousand hills, or actually the country of a thousand hills. So you're either going up or going down in that and there's trees everywhere. I mean, they're just everywhere. So obviously we help and we do what we can. I think the New Zealanders call it sweeping the sheds, you know.
Okay.
You take care of yourself and your environment, and you take responsibility for everything around you. Standing up, I was hanging up the washing, and this one Rwandan guy behind me just said, stand still. And I'm like, okay, so I'm just freezing for some reason. And this snake comes from the tree onto my shoulder, onto my arm, onto the washing line, goes down the pole, and it goes on its way. I'm just continue washing up, and I just got godlike status right there. I'm a God African. We're not scared of anything or afraid of anything. I didn't even move. But the truth of the fact was, I couldn't move. I never told them that, but I was like stuck there, like an electric thing, just holding that wire, seeing my life flash before my eyes, and it was boring as hell. I was just standing there, couldn't move.
And luckily, Rian, you didn't have to do washing again.
I'm sweeping the room from now on.
Rian just got godlike status there. He didn't have to do anything after that. He was like, he's the snake whisperer. Check how calm the smoke is from South Africa.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.